Yes, and we based that on when Abraham, you know, gave and tithe to Melchizedek, who was high priest of, you know, Salem, and we see that in Hebrews. But we can't tell how, you know, how rigorously and frequently it was done, but it certainly did exist before the law. What happens in the law is that you get very specific commands where you have three different tithes, but one of those tithes is every 3 years. So the average comes out to about 23% per year. But then Israel was a theocracy, a God, you know, governed state. And so you could say some of that was like taxes. But the 10% that went to the priests and the Levites, I think would be the closest equivalent to anything you see in the New Testament, which would be support your local church, the pastors need to be paid, the, you know, the church building, if you have one, you know, needs to be taken care of. And so I think that my tendency, as I said before, is to say, go ahead and try the tithe. Don't eliminate it. But what I say to people is, if you are convinced, because some people just get angry and very quite belligerent on this issue, and they say, as a New Testament Christian, tithing is not required of me. Well, even if it's not required, do you really think that you, living in the wealthiest society in human history, will be able to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and say, you know what you required of your poorest people in Israel, I refuse to do, even living in the wealthiest culture in human history? That is not grace giving. People call it grace giving. Well, you have to actually give to have it be grace giving. And there's just a lot of people whose giving averages more like 2% instead of 10%. And you say, wait, really? Is New Testament grace only 1/5 as effective as Old Testament law? That's not how it should be.